Rev here. Before we get into this week's episode, I want to take a moment to let you all know we are sending out another free mystery to those who are on the mailing list. So make sure that you have checked your junk mail to make sure you're receiving those emails from us. Because in addition to this free mystery, I actually have some things in front of me right now. We have been getting some tests for new products that are coming out on Black Friday. And the mailing list is where you will hear about our Black Friday and Cyber Monday weekend deals first. So again, if you are not on the mailing list, you can head over to thecritshowpodcast.com/dispatch to get not one, but now two free mysteries, as well as be the first to hear about some of the things going on Black Friday. And with that, it's time to let the recap roll. And we cut over to Jake. This monstrous car pulls to a stop, and five more of these same-faced men are waiting, and they turn and walk you inside of a very run-down building. You head into the building and down a few sets of stairs, and they're ushering you towards a door. One of them steps in front of you and opens the door. Inside is a small, dingy office, an old metal desk, a hanging light, a file cabinet, and then multiple doors on the wall. All the doors look different. One is hardwood. One is this weird metal. There is a plastic one that looks like a dome. Just doors all over this room. And one of them opens, and through it steps a figure in the plain white mask and the long purple robe. As they're walking in, you are ushered to a seat in front of the desk. The robed figure moves over to the desk and sits down and freezes, and the head tilts and looks at your face for a very long moment.
I never thought I'd see you again, but I recognize your face, Jacob Purley.
And Mother reaches up and pulls the mask off, revealing the round mouth, black eyes, and purple skin of Selena.
Oh my God, Selena, I'm so glad that you are okay.
Really?
Yeah, look, I'm sorry. We didn't want to leave you behind, but you were enthralled. We didn't know what to do about it, and we didn't have time to figure it out. I am genuinely thrilled that you made it out okay.
Oh, this whole big, like, make you pay speech and it kind of took the wind out of my sails, but
you could still do it if you want to. And
no,
I deserve it, okay? I will deserve it. I'm sorry. We shouldn't have left you behind. If we had more time and been smarter and better and able to respond, we should have figured something out, and we didn't, and I'm sorry, but I'm glad this worked out for you.
Well, I'm not sure what to do with you now that I got you here.
How about a hug?
Oh, all right.
I'll stand up and give her a hug.
She gets up and walks around the table and hugs you.
I'm waiting for her to take off her robe, and she's still wearing the overalls.
How are you here? What happened after we left?
Well, so after you left, that whole place was supposed to be destroyed, and it was like something didn't quite go right because there was just a little tiny space left. It was, gosh, not even maybe 5-6 feet, just the collapse of the bell tower. The bell was there, and then the door, but the door didn't go into nothing but the other side of the rubble. I don't know how long I was there. I told you time worked funny there, but after a while, I was just kind of starting to go mad. I couldn't even have a way to, like, not be there anymore, you know? It's just, this is eternal, and the bell would ring, and I couldn't get it to stop, and, you know, I'd feed off myself, and then the bell would ring, and I'd be okay again, and there's just no way out. And then there's this little, like, I don't know, it was just a brief second, there's this little window that opened, and she reaches into her robe, and she pulls out a silver doorknob. This came just falling in, and I put it in the door, and it led me out into a tavern.
Did you meet Trog?
What, you know Trog, the guy who used to run the inn that wanders?
Yeah, sorry, used to?
Yeah, that place took some bad hits. I don't even know that it's there anymore. I don't go through the main door. I just use it to travel around all these doors here. These are different doors to different places around. We kind of reverse engineered the magic, so it's how I get around so fast and collect the people who don't really have a home. That's why they come to us.
Do you know what happened to Trog?
I don't. The last time I went there, the whole place was just rubble. I hadn't been there, and I mean, things got real hectic here. When I arrived, there was a war going on, and Nash, he found me like he could sense me. I think maybe because he had worked with me before, had marked me maybe, wanted to know what happened, and he got it out of me, that's for sure. I do apologize, but by the time I thought to go back and check on Trog and, you know, use that doorknob again that way, I don't know how long it passed.
So did you tell Nash about the inn, or just about what happened in the Margaritaville?
No, just Margaritaville. He just wanted to know how I got out of there and what happened. He said he had someone in there locked away for safekeeping, and it really messed him up when she wasn't there no more, and what happened to all the inmates, because they were real dangerous, and I assured him I was the only one that got out alive.
I'll, like, take her hand in my hands and be like, I'm sorry that this sounds horrible, and I'm sorry that this is a situation you had to end up in because of us, and don't worry about telling Nash, like, you don't, I mean, at worst, we're even then, I think, because we wronged you, so it's fine. Plus, you know, as far as he knows, he won anyway, and we all died, so.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised to see your face. Like, I had no idea you were who I was pulling in, been causing me trouble. I got word from a werewolf friend of mine that he had the scent of Danny.
Yeah, and I would actually, God, knowing that this is you, I would love to talk to you about this. I don't want to go into too much detail about the whole scenario, just because, like, it's kind of a the more you know, the more danger you're in kind of thing. Is that okay?
Sure, but, I mean, you got to understand that, aside from Nash, I'm not in danger from anyone here. I'm one of the leaders. And my powers to eat those things around me have grown significantly. I don't know if you've tried. I can sense magic on you, but I don't know if you've tried to pull any, but it ain't going to happen in my presence.
I have not. In your presence, I don't feel like I need to.
She smiles at that.
So I have sort of adopted this identity of Brizak.
Yeah.
And when that happened, I was put in charge of Danny as like a ward. She was, I guess, like a prize, like being fought over by a couple of different factions and then was kind of snatched up by mine instead. And since I've been around, I've just been taking care of her, you know, treating her like a little sister or a daughter and making sure she's happy and hanging out and whatever. And they don't actually have any plans for her or anything, but she wants to come home. And I want to make her able to come home, but I don't want to tip off a war here. I don't know if there's a way that you could help me get her back without causing a big issue, or if there's even just some assurance you could give her that, like, she's okay where she is with me, or some assurance that I could give her. I don't know, but, like, I hate this. I don't want to be complicit in a kidnapping here. It's terrible, and all I can do is make it as not terrible as I know how.
So she's with the wizards.
Yeah.
Huh. We've been putting out feelers trying to figure out where she got to, and there was a skirmish between us and New Canterbury for her. I found her a few years ago, and something about her, New Canterbury sure wants her. I got an inkling of why, but I need to do a little more research on it. I became so focused on trying to find her again and get her back that I kind of started to ignore the why. So some way to make her comfortable in the fact that we know where she is and she'd be safe, or some way to get her back without tipping the hand that you told us, or I don't quite understand what you want.
I honestly don't totally know. You know, I talked to my boss about it, and, you know, we couldn't really come up with a good answer either. Right now, she's safe, you know, and she's in my care, and she's staying at the HQ of the wizard, so, you know, it's fairly well secured, but...
Well, I don't know if you heard or not. I don't know how secure any HQ is anymore. New Canterbury, they did some nasty stuff to the House of Strome.
Yeah, I'm aware. And New Canterbury is who wanted Danny. And it just seems like they are at a point where they're making moves and consequences be damned, and they're going to do what they're going to do. And so I'm worried. So I can try and talk to my boss again and negotiate a way to send Danny back, like, for her own safety. And, you know, maybe I could even paint it as, like, taking the bullseye off of our backs because we have her. I want her to be safe. I want everybody to be safe.
You know, there's a danger for her to being with me as well, obviously. I've just been skipping her around different locations. I got these doors. I got them all over the world. I can step through that green one and be in Brazil. half a dozen others in there. I can be in the Arctic or at a base on the moon, all kinds of places I found. Well, ain't none of them quite safe. It's almost like they're finding ways to, I don't know, scry's not the right word. That's not really what a vampire do, I don't think, but they always had a way of finding us pretty quickly after we moved her.
You know, I've got a place that if it was okay with you, and if I could get it okayed by my boss, that I could put her, that I don't think Nash or his people would be able to find her, and even if they could, I don't think they'd be able to get to her.
Was it someplace I could see her?
If you have that doorknob, then yeah, we have sort of a passage through to the inn. I wonder what happened to Rev.
Who's that?
A friend who was entering the inn a long time ago.
Oh gosh, I don't know. I mean, when I was there the first time, it had to have been 70 years or so after I met you.
Well, that's a good stretch. I can't imagine that he would have stayed there. I wonder if he's just found a place somewhere else that the inn leads out to. Yeah, I mean, there is a way that you could get to her and you could see her if I can get her there.
All right. I do have a question for you, though.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing here?
Well, this is sort of that the more you know, the more danger, and it is a Nash danger if you're still worried about him in particular. Like, he'd be the one to worry about if I tell you this.
You know, when you talked to me last time, you were springing Megan out. She was going to help you fix the world or something. Is this the world you envisioned?
No, this is the world we're going to fix. And knowing now that you made it through, I think I can get you out of that place a lot earlier, if that makes any sense.
Oh. And she sits down and she stares at her desk for a long moment. And then she looks back up.
What's a better place look like to you?
A place where we're not all as broken apart and afraid of each other and hiding from each other. A place where everybody understands who everyone else is and can coexist.
Well, I gotta admit, after what I saw in my time in that prison and then seeing what things look like here, even though things are better for me, I can walk around, have respect, but you're right. There's still a lot of running and hiding and not knowing who you can trust. Do you think you can make a better place where you and I can sit down someplace, watch a movie, get a pizza, and nobody bothers us? I think I could stand up against Nash, maybe even take my last breath against him for something like that.
I hope to God it doesn't come to something like that, but yeah, that's the goal.
How?
The idea is that we are going to do some stuff now that will help us have stopped him a long time ago. And then from there, we can kind of take the same idea and just implement it in a less ferocious way.
All right, well, if you think anything that the Lost Ones can do to help you, you let me know.
There is absolutely something that you could do to help. I know that Nash presented every faction with an item of some kind, like sort of a little trophy.
Oh, yeah, once the war was over and we kind of established this new world.
I've got a friend who, if he could get his hands on that, doesn't need to keep it or anything, but if he could get his hands on it and kind of study it a little bit, that would help monumentally in what we're trying to do.
She reaches inside of her robe and reveals a necklace that she's wearing that is made of gold, and the center of the necklace is a very large gold doubloon, and she takes it off and holds it out.
It's just kind of become my lucky charm, but if it'll help you, take it to whoever needs to look at it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. How should I get it back to you?
Well, when you figure out how to get Danny to this place, you tell Borbach that you're ready, and I'll come to you.
All right. Thank you so much. God, this, you know, it feels like not a lot of things work out anymore, but this feels like it did.
Yeah. Here I was thinking I was bringing in some uppity wizard, and I was going to drain him of all his magic and leave a corpse as a message. And
God, I'm glad that's not how this went. I am an uppity wizard, though.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, yeah, you got to play your part.
Yeah, that's fair. Oh, yeah, speaking of, I suppose I should go back to being all mysterious and quiet and deadly.
She picks the mask up off the table and puts it back on, and she snaps her fingers, and some of those same-faced men come back into the room. And she makes a tight hand gesture towards the door, and they start ushering you out.
I'll kind of give her a wink as I go.
So back in the subterranean lair, you have all arrived, and Jake is not there.
He's probably in a drive-thru.
I'm sorry, Jake the character is not there. Not Jake the...
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably still at a drive-thru.
Why you gotta blow my whole shit up like this?
He's probably helping an elderly woman cross the street.
Yes, that's the image. If you have to remember me when I'm gone.
He's probably doing some sweet kickflips.
I skateboard now.
What else could Jake be doing?
And you just speculate on this until I walk in the door.
I'm going to try the earlobe pull chat room here to see if I can send him a message. Hey, bud, are you okay?
You all hear that.
Okay, that's not good.
Yeah. What was he going to be up to?
I thought he was just taking care of business with the wizards and helping out Danny.
Yeah, I feel like if he got sidetracked or if he had to go track something down, he would have let us know, right?
Yeah, son of a bitch. I can get to the rookery pretty fast and start asking around.
Yeah, I mean, if you get me some information to go on, I have got a lot of contacts. I can track things down pretty quickly.
I mean, who knows how long he's been gone or what kind of timetable we're working on here.
The elevator to the subterranean lair starts to lower down, and Jake is standing on it.
Sup, nerds?
Where were you?
Oh, I got fucking kidnapped.
What?
Yeah, I got super kidnapped by the outsiders.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Did you see Mother?
I did.
Wait, if you got kidnapped, how do we know you're you? What's the password?
Kill him.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. If this is something we established at some point, I don't recall.
No, we didn't. That's the point. Okay, cool.
Okay. No, it's me.
That was a good song. Did you write that?
I did, yeah. I don't know if in your searching of the records, you ever heard of the hit band Smash Mouth, but...
No.
Well, they were around when I was young. No, I didn't write it. It's from Shrek and Mystery Men. Originally Mystery Men, actually. The music video has Mystery Men in it.
Anyway.
Yeah, God.
Good to see you're okay.
So, wait, back up. I have never heard of anyone who gets kidnapped by Mother and lives. What happened?
I know Mother.
What?
Actually, the three of us. I gesture to Megan and Tess. We know Mother. You guys remember Selena?
Oh, no.
You're kidding.
She's okay?
She survived. She made it out.
How?
I guess when the place collapsed, it collapsed down to, like, just a tiny little area around the bell. But she was in that area and survived.
I mean, that makes sense, kind of, if there was something going on with the bell that could have done that.
Did anything else make it out of there?
According to her, no.
Oh.
But at some point while she was in there, one of the doorknobs for the inn got just kind of dropped in. I guess when they were going through and distributing them throughout the plains, that's where one of them ended up. Kim, at some point we sprung Megan from this like pocket dimension jail. And in it was this woman. Well, a woman creature who was named Selena. And she was like sort of a jailer, but not like the warden. She was kind of controlled. So when we left, we kind of destroyed that place and we were going to take Selena with us, but she got like thralled and turned on us and we couldn't figure out how to get her out safely with us. And so we left her, which sucked and was a bad thing to do. But evidently it worked out and she's still kicking and
is in charge now, apparently.
Yeah, she don't fear no one, except she said she's still kind of worried about Nash because Nash did get to her. And got the information out of her about us springing Megan and laying waste to that place. But, you know, then as far as this Nash knows, then we died, so.
Wow, that's a lot.
So why did you get kidnapped?
Well, because she didn't know that I was me. She just knew that I was Brzak and I was in possession of Danny.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So is she cool?
Boy, she was set to not be cool, but yeah, we're good.
So we can get the item from her. She runs the Lost Ones, right?
I pull it out of my pocket.
Oh, shit.
Booyah.
This, from one angle, was both the best and the worst kidnapping of all time.
I can't believe you got it.
Yeah. So I need to figure out how to get Danny safe, and then I can return this to her, and we'll be good. Because what she wanted was just Danny. But, you know, Danny's not really safe with her either. But I figure if we put Danny back at the castle underground, Nash can't get there, and lots of things can't get in and can't see it, so I think that's going to be the best place.
Are you going to tell the ley line about that? If she goes missing again, then is that just going to rile up all the factions again?
I am going to talk to the lore merchant about it, and I'm going to hope that he sees my side of it, because if he doesn't, then she's going to go missing again, and I'm going to be in a lot of trouble.
Well, I mean, doesn't that still keep you in good graces, though, if you're like, hey, we could be in serious trouble here. I have a better spot to hold her.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I think I've got a good point here that Lore Merchant is going to agree with.
Sure. Okay, okay.
But one way or another, I'm getting Danny out of there.
Yeah, fair. Holy shit, that's a big one. What's everybody else got from this week?
You all see me spinning a very familiar-looking pendant on a chain around my neck. Well, I'm the leader of the House of Strom now.
Yeah, that's another big one.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Just temporarily, I think. Another big thing. Strom's alive somehow.
What?
Like back already?
I don't know, but she's the leader of Clan Ozymandias.
Oh my god. How?
I have no idea. A couple days ago, I met with the Council of the Three and Ozymandias. And when I looked at Ozymandias, I knew. I don't know how, but Strom is inside of that body.
Sneaky.
Boy, if I knew one person who I would expect to double dip faction leads, I guess in hindsight, it is Strom.
Damn, that's a power move.
I can't believe that she didn't tell me. I mean, I understand why she didn't, and I have so many questions, and I also have so many questions about what this means in terms of Tiresias's vision and Strom's soul. I don't know if, did we prevent that vision? Is it still happening? Did it already happen somehow? Did part of her soul get taken? I don't know. A lot of questions.
And so she hasn't actually, like, talked to you about this?
No. I wanted to. She intimated that she wanted to wait and make sure that her penthouse in the Carbide and Carbon building was free of any bugs. Well, any bugs that aren't her, before we all talked, but she said that she'd send for me when it was safe to have that discussion.
I mean, if this is true, that's another item.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that all happened, and I'm just holding on to this necklace until either she's back as Strom, or I don't know, so.
Have you used the necklace?
No. Funny thing about the necklace. If you're already an oracle and you try to use it, apparently you're just going to get wild visions. Weird and very unuseful. That's probably why Strom was having such difficulty with her own powers. I think if she had just taken the necklace off, she probably would have seen the future just fine. But so if I put this on someone who didn't have those powers, or if I ever found myself in one of those magic bubbles again where I couldn't use my visions, then I could use this necklace. But for right now, it's just ceremonial, but it's old. I got a reading off of it that it's one of the foundations of the planes, like Baba Yaga.
Wow.
Have you seen this necklace in any of the other places that you've gone to?
Yeah. We've dealt with this guy a couple of times. Oh man, I want to use it so bad. I'm not gonna ask, because I'm sure it's too much car for me, in a manner of speaking. But oh yeah, this thing has wrecked our day on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
Apparently, this thing was also here when Death died the first time. Got a vision of that too.
Wow.
Did I ever have an idea, or did any of us ever have an idea of the timeline of when Koshe was imprisoned? Like how long ago that had been?
You know, I think that the closest thing that you could guess is that it is at least time out of written history, because they talked about the reason they did it was because he was just kind of having a field day and claiming wherever he wandered. So unless it was something like one of the plagues, it was before written history.
Oh.
Yeah, it was wild. It was Koshe and then eight other gods around Koshe. And then I was standing a little further away from that. I guess the person whose eyes I was seeing through, the person who had the necklace. And then next to me was Baba Yaga. And then on the other side of me was this woman with this huge two-handed radiant spear. It's like we were waiting for something.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That sounds like a chosen?
Could be.
That's a good question. Surely I've seen pictures of Tass's spear or Lana's spear. Did it look like the spear that I saw in the vision?
Similar. Not exactly, but it definitely had elements to it that looked similar.
Okay.
Could it have been like a Grandfather's Axe scenario where like pieces of Tassa's spear had been upgraded from what that one looked like?
I think that from Kim describing this to you all, it's more like Aragorn's sword, that it is something that was reforged, not upgraded.
Oh, okay.
Well, damn.
You said there were 8 gods?
Yes.
I mean, I only knew 5 of them. Well, I didn't know them all personally. Well, I didn't share words with all of them.
Well, Yaga did say that several of them went down.
3 of them died.
Yeah.
Did she ever tell us what their domains were?
Not me.
I know one of them.
Oh?
Yeah, I had James kind of look into it, actually, because I've just been really curious about not having my powers here. What happened to them? And part of that comes with, where did they come from? And I don't know that. I've never had any information other than I have this ability. So he did a little research. And I guess some gods died. There were 3 of them, and part of them stayed, and they would find their way to people and then move on to other people. And I guess one of them was the empath, and something about me having space to take on other people's emotions, it picked me. And that's kind of why I was the way I was. And when I wasn't available anymore, it must have moved on to someone else, but he wasn't able to find anywhere that it could have picked up. So I do know that we have to get back before it moves on to somebody else, or else I just don't get him back.
Okay. Do you have any idea how long?
Yeah. Seems to be about 2 months, if the math works out right.
Okay. So we've got a little less than a month and a half?
Yeah. 6 weeks.
Yeah.
All right. So instead of being like a divine avatar for one of the gods that existed, you're sort of like the wielder of their essence.
Something like that.
So that probably means that there's 2 other people who are similarly gifted.
Yeah, I don't know who the other 2 were, but I don't really know much about any of the gods, so I didn't even know that was a thing.
I mean, Yaga would know if this is something we determine we need to know.
Yeah, well, I didn't get anything profound, but I did get a couple of good leads, and of course, getting to Lady Jensi's item was right in front of me the whole time. She is a demon. She's bound by the same rules that the rest of the demons are, even if she holds the contracts. If I can find somebody that she owes, if I can somehow get them to use whatever contract or favor or deal that they have over her, I might be able to just use that to get the item for a while.
I did find out from Borbok that she is trying to basically form an army.
Oh.
Yeah, she got like dethroned wherever she's originally from. And so she's here trying to like get souls to build a demon army to like go back and take over. And that's what Aiden is supplying her with, souls.
Oh my God. Okay. Shit. All right. Well, that is fantastic too. That might open us up with more people to contact and see if we can find somebody with a contract with her.
Speaking of Aiden, I also did learn that he is, you know, he's cleaning house. Evidently, he's just like pruning wild cards. Anybody that might be unpredictable or unlikely to follow orders or question his authority or whatever, he's just taking those people out. So it doesn't seem to be any like particular resistance or faction within a faction or anything like that. It's just anybody who seems disagreeable, he's getting rid of.
Yeah, I came across something similar. Like, we can use that. We can exploit that. He's going so just wholesale get rid of the crap that, like, if we can plant some seeds, he might get rid of important people needlessly. Like, that's a serious way we can weaken him.
I am going to hand the necklace to James so that he can get the reading off of it.
Oh, excellent. Remember when I said that just seemed to be getting easier?
Don't say that out loud,
you
though.
You told me not to say that last time, and look, you just walked in the door with one.
That's because I forgot about it. It's because I forgot you said it, and so it worked out. But now I'm going to remember.
Oh,
I'm going to get in my head.
All right. And he heads over to one of his side tables, and he flips open the book that he was reading to you from, Megan. While I do this, I was going to make some notes. Are there other things you want me to try and figure out over the course of these next few days? And Jake and Tass, you recognize the book that he is leafing through, Esten's infinite tome that you all gave him on his travels.
Oh, yeah. I'll be honest, I clean forgot you had that.
Oh, it was very beneficial as I traveled through and eventually found my way home.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you had it then.
You know, we never really had a chance to talk about this. I'm so glad that you were all traveling through time because after, time passage was so different, but you gave me this communicator and I never heard from you. And I thought that was very rude. I tried to send some messages and I felt like the last time I was stuck in an alternate world, just sending messages into the void.
Well, you know, we just got, I got out of that dang old time stream and there was no way for us to get them.
Yeah,
you know how it
I mean,
is.
Is there anything blinking on it now? Like, does it?
I'll check it.
Yeah, you take it out of your pocket. It's just glowing.
You have 99 unread messages.
99 plus unread messages.
99 years of messages.
Oh, how about that? Is there anything like critical in here?
Not anymore.
I'll just select all delete.
And after a moment, he hands you back the necklace, having gotten the reading from it, so you can all check off the lost ones.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Talking over some of this god stuff, you said that there was one called the empath, but that there were two others that had died. I mean, maybe if you have time, you can just kind of get some more information on them and what happened. I mean, maybe we can get some insight into, you know, what Kim's vision was about.
Yeah, maybe also if you could look into if there were other people in the timeline that you all came from who were similarly gifted by the other two dead gods.
Yes, I will see what I can find about the other two.
Yeah, I think that would get us some information for maybe something to look into when we get back. I mean, if we can do this in the next month and a half and I can actually get my powers back before they're given on to someone else, I would definitely be interested in finding if there's other people out there, not with the same abilities as me, but maybe with kind of the same story.
Yeah. I mean, we can use all the backup we can get, and it'd be good to know if they're not on our side.
Kind of makes me sad to know that I'm not going to get here till well after whatever it is you're going to try is gone. I wish I could get home sooner and help with your mission.
And all the time you were traveling, you never came across anything that might have been able to accelerate your process?
Not really. That tearing down of cells as you go into other speedier or slower places, that whole like a fish in water getting used to the temperature of the aquarium, I never found anything that could heal fast enough to undo the damage that might be done if I were to say, you know, go home right away.
Well, I mean, magic's boosted here. Everything is so much more powerful than it ever was before. So maybe we'll still find something.
Maybe.
Well, short term, we've got some errands, right? So what do we want to start with?
I had a thought. Kim, has the rubble from Strom's tower been gone through yet? Because I know that a lot of things got damaged, but if there were things that made it through Strom's vault.
Oh.
Maybe my pepper shaker's still there.
Right. Yeah, I know some of it just got outright destroyed, and I'm sure some of the members of New Canterbury made off with their own trophies from the vault. But yeah, it's definitely possible that there might still be some stuff there if we want to go look.
Yeah, and I mean, even if it's not there or it's broken or whatever, we still might find items that can maybe help us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that sounds great. If we're all lending in, that might speed that along.
I mean, I need to relocate Danny, but I could wait to do that until later.
Yeah, why don't we do that then? Let's head over there and see what we can find.
Okay.
Do we need to take any precautions about being seen here? I mean, we were the ones who were there and kind of fled the scene when this all broke bad, and Tass, you already got in trouble with your people for being involved in this. Like, are we cool to just go search rubble in broad daylight together?
The oracles are staying with the ley line. I think it's fine if you're there and no one knows Megan's actual identity.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great for me. Actually, a point on that. I sort of got called out by Aiden.
What?
You saw him again?
Yeah. Yeah, he and Jency are allied and working together closely.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think, well, now that makes sense with what you said about all the army thing. Like, if he is giving her souls, I guess they're tied up in a lot of dealings. So...
And Tass, your phone rings.
Oh, no.
Fuck. And I look at it.
It is an unknown number.
I'll answer it.
Tass, you answer the phone, and on the other side, you hear the voice of Aiden Chambers. I'm calling in one of my favors. Be at Lady Jency's in 30 minutes. No, make it 25. I want to make sure you have enough time to get changed. And he hangs up.
Son of a bitch.
Who was that? Was that Lady Jency?
No, it was one Mr. Aiden Chambers, and I have to go assist with something.
What? Why are you helping Aiden?
Because I have to keep up the facade here. Since they're working together, my punishment is helping him with some errands. I mean, I don't have to go. I don't. But then I'm outed as not being under her thrall. So I am 100% willing to defer to you all. We do have to keep in mind, though, Damien knows some stuff. So if all of this becomes obvious and he gets questioned, he's not going to be able to stop himself from telling what he knows.
Yeah, it sounds like you're kind of back to the wall here, huh?
A little bit.
Are you going to be safe?
Oh, probably not. But when are we ever?
Well, usually we try not to be alone.
I know. I just don't think any of you can come along for this.
I mean, we can head towards the rubble and you figure out what this is, and then you could make a call, like tell us to, you know, one or more of us to rendezvous with you somewhere, and maybe we could be sneaky about it if you think you could utilize the backup.
Yeah, I'll keep you informed and just, I'll go play along for now.
Okay, be careful.
I'll sure try, and I'm gonna head out.
Okay. And then the rest of you are headed to the site of the vault collapse, is that right?
Yep.
All right, so let's go with all of you headed over to the vault first. Why don't one of you study a place of power?
I feel like this should probably be me. Oh no, that's a 4.
Yeah, so you all arrive here and look over the remains of the vault, and it seems very picked over. You know that New Canterbury had a decent chunk of time to go through the rubble before the oracles were safe in a place and had backup to come here to start sifting through on their own.
I'm trying to look through this rubble, but the longer that I'm here, I'm thinking about that night, and I'm thinking about Al and how I almost lost Strom, and I just start crying.
Hey, are you all right?
Yeah, sorry. I could just use my powers to figure out where the pepper shaker is.
Come on, this might have been a bad idea. I was just thinking about what we might be able to find, and like, I know that the things that you have learned kind of make things easier than what you thought had happened here, but there was still a lot of bad stuff that happened here, so I can see why that would be difficult to be around. We don't have to do this right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
It's fine. You don't have to apologize. It makes sense. I understand. Trust me.
And as the three of you get up and head away from the remains of the vault, we jump across town to Tass, who is standing outside of Lady Jency's building, dressed in a blue suit, a white shirt, and a red tie. A very nice sports car pulls into the Circle Drive, and the passenger door opens.
I'll get in.
You climb in, and sitting in the driver's seat is Aiden Chambers. He is in a gray suit with a red tie and a black shirt.
I am not kidding. I am not trying to be a smartass. You look good.
You don't look too bad yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Shall we?
Do I get to know what the errand is?
Oh, just a little infestation problem. Nothing too major. But you had mentioned that it seemed like I was afraid to get my hands dirty, so I thought we should go together and solve this little problem.
Okay.
And he starts to drive you into the city.
I mean, say what you will about him, but he's a leader, not a boss, right? He's leading from the front.
Yeah, color me impressed.
After a few minutes, he stops in front of a rundown apartment building and gets out. I've been losing members of my faction to ambushes. I've gotten word that some of those responsible are hiding in that building. You're in for quite a treat. Hunting humans is a rare sport.
The Crit Show is a Crit Show Studios production, edited and produced by Brandon Wentz, with music by Jake Purley. You can find more information about us at thecritshowpodcast.com. To keep up to date with upcoming live shows, contests, and other special events, follow us at The Crit Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For even more weekly content, join us at patreon.com/thecritshow.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish. Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, The Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for The Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.